From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One pro-US Navy demonstrator runs into a beating, but anti-Navy campaigners in Puerto Rico say they'll stick to peaceful protests. The Dutch Antilles slapping on visa requirements that'll affect several countries, and while the Indian cricketers won't take the Windies for granted. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Puerto Rico's Independence Party says it is maintaining its peaceful civil disobedience campaign to expel the U.S. Navy from the bombing range on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques. A pro-Navy demonstrator was reported to have been beaten up by anti-Navy protesters yesterday, hours after the Navy began military training exercises on Vieques. The environmental advisor of the Independence Party, Jorge Fernandez Porto, told me that while his party doesn't support violence, the pro-Navy demonstrator was provoking protesters.
Two persons, one of them from the protesters for the Navy and one of the protesters against the Navy, had kind of a fist fight in there.
It was an isolated incident.
Oh, yes, it was. Mm-hmm. It was the first time this kind of thing happens there. These people were holding a press meeting, and these people just come in the middle and begin kind of insulting them, kind of get perceived as a provocation.
But what is the Independent Party's position on action like that? Are you still supporting peaceful protest, or do you condone violence?